It was the night in which gravity pulled, 12 Years a Slave was hustled, and Emma Thompson got as drunk as a lord and threw her shoes over her head. The 71st annual Golden Globes have just wrapped up. I'm still in my finery, and I'm joined here on the couch by fellow revellers Catherine Shord and Henry Barnes. Henry, we were all thinking it was going to be 12 Years a Slave's night. I don't know what went wrong with the script.
Yeah, it really wasn't. I mean, it got best film in the drama category, but it didn't get any acting awards, which came as something as surprising.
Yeah, Chiwetel Ejiofor, you thought was a cert for best dramatic actor. Maybe
absolutely.
Michael Fassbender supporting and Lupita Nyong'o as supporting actress.
Yeah.
But none of them came good.
And they were chiefly pipped by Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto for Dallas Buyers Club, which isn't out here yet, but I think it is a strong contender for some Oscar danger as well, maybe. And maybe something we haven't thought about before, because it's a meaningful issue film. It's got a political edge, as 12 Years a Slave obviously does as well. But it's not quite as heavy or as arty. Mm. And particularly for the Globes, that seems to fit. But maybe for the Oscars too. So maybe this is one we should be looking out for more.
Ah, all right, all right, all right. Yes, I. Unexpected, but graciously accepted.
The other film that did very well, obviously, was American Hustle. Did you see that coming?
No, not really, but I suppose it's not that big a surprise. You know, what David O. Russell does is make films that are great for actors. You know, people went on a lot about Silver Linings, how it got those four, you know, Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor, Best Actress, Best Supporting Actress Oscar nominations. And this did the same at the BAFTAs, for instance, last week, in terms of nominations. So I guess the fact that it got two out of the four this time round is no surprise, really. It's kind of seemed a bit random that it would be Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Adams rather than Cooper or Bale, but you know, what the hey.
I actually did watch all the movies this year, not all of them, but you know what I mean? And so I can say that the women this year, it's such an honor to be nominated with you. I don't know why it's so terrifying. It's obviously a good thing.
It kind of took me back a bit because, you know, there's films that have been completely shut out inside Llewella Davis, Nebraska, you know, nothing for these really great films. I mean, I liked Hustle, but It's not really a patch on Slave, is it? I mean, or
well, they're very different. I mean, it's almost like you've got the really well-made, playful, nimble film about nothing very much, and then you've got the really heavyweight drama, solid drama about kind of big issues that maybe is a little bit workmanlike in terms of.
I wonder if this year might be a playful, nimble year in that they haven't really got the taste for 12 Years a Slave in a way that we thought they had. And also there's that thing of people being owed awards as well. You've got Matthew McConaughey, who's been in five or six amazing films recently. Leo, who hasn't won an Oscar and might be up this year.
And DiCaprio, he won the best comedy musical actor for Wolf of Wall Street.
And even he was surprised that he won for a comedy.
Thank you. First off, thank you to the Hollywood Foreign Press. I never would have guessed I would have won for Best Actor in a Comedy.
It's like with the BAFTA nominations, how Mandela got a nomination for Outstanding British Film and no other nominations at all. It's the same sort of thing with Slave. It's got Best Drama, but nothing else. How is that even possible? And it would be such a shame if it sort of fell at the last hurdle, this film, and not just because it would make us look stupid.
You particularly.
Pictures in September, that would be a tragedy.
I think you're going to be all right. I kind of think the Oscars is going to come around to it.
I really hope so. I mean, I really hope so. I think with BAFTAs, it's safe because it hasn't got a nomination in Outstanding British Film, which is so weird and embarrassing. Mm. And so you'll get Gravity getting it for that, and so it'll get the Best Picture at the BAFTAs. But I'm not so sure now with Oscars, and that frankly terrifies me.
I wonder if maybe with Slave, it's the level of its quality has made us forget that it's still something of an upstart, and it's an upstart without the charm, say, of something like The Artist. It's a heavy, arty film that is quite a big ask for many Oscar voters to get behind.
Having said that, though, I know I've been ranting to you about this in the office, I am getting a bit sick of the critical totalitarianism around this. You need to see this film. You have to see this film. This film is good for you. You will change. And you think, well, in what way? That's starting to kind of annoy me. It's a great film, but it's a great film that I'm not sure does anything with cinema that I haven't seen before or tells me anything about slavery that I didn't think before.
Well, it's weird. There's a real sanctimonious streak this year to this. You have to think that Slave is necessary to see, not just a great film in its own right. And something like Wolf of Wall Street, you know, it is morally wrong to not show the repercussions of this guy's actions. They're films. It's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's cinema. What the hell is this?
A little bit in shock. I wasn't expecting this. Please hit me. Go on, hit me with the name.
Maybe that's why I quite like the Golden Globes, that it does have that. It's a bit trashy. It's not the Oscars. It's not the BAFTAs. It's put together by about 80 members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, none of whom I've met. They're showbiz journalists. It's all a little bit rinky-dink.
Yeah.
And because of that, you don't get that sort of sanctimonious heavyweight vibe that the Oscars and the BAFTAs are sort of straining for.
Yeah, well, I guess if you wanted a lock-and-key fit between an awards ceremony and a film, American Hustle and the Golden Globes are it, right? It's American Hustle is a trashy, fun film that it's a good fun to watch, but it's not really going to stick around, I don't think, or make any impact on the wider culture. Or do you much good, but who cares, as Catherine's saying. Why not go in and enjoy it? And the Globes have, I think, gone with that ethos.
But it's interesting, isn't it, that the Globes are known for a kind of more freewheeling approach to an award ceremony. And you usually get a really big story out of it. Last year you had Jodie Foster coming out in that speech. There hasn't been any real kind of... I mean, the hosts were very funny, I thought.
Yeah.
And sort of interestingly pushed it very, very far in a way that made you think if Ricky Gervais had been saying that, he would have never gotten away with it. And they're being applauded for being really filthy. And I enjoy that.
And what do you think? That's because they're women, American women, and he's a British man.
Yeah, you're allowed to be kind of catty and snarky, and that's, go girl. But if you're Ricky Gervais, don't even think about it.
Matthew McConaughey did amazing work this year. For his role in Dallas Buyers Club, he lost 45 pounds, or what actresses call being in a movie.
So after all the merriment and the drunken antics and Emma Thompson throwing her shoes, has this changed the Oscar race at all?
I don't think it has it? I mean, what it makes me think is Alfonso Cuarón is so charming that I sort of, although I'd hate it if Slave didn't win, it would be very, very hard to begrudge him, because it is such an amazing film and he's so sweet and didn't seem to expect it. But no, it doesn't seem to have changed a thing, does it? There's no story from this.
I think if there is a story from it, for me, it would be that I wouldn't discount Dallas Buyers Club quite yet. I think it's an unknown quantity and might come in at the late stages. And American Hustle possibly could be stronger than 12 Years a Slave if it's a year when people are feeling lighthearted.
So we've been told pretty much all the way through the awards race that 12 Years a Slave is the heavy favourite. Mm. Instead, it looks like we've got a four-way race between Slave, American Hustle, Gravity and Dallas Buyers Club. Is that how we're looking as we go into the final straight?
No, I just think, it's so different, isn't it? The Globes have got all these divided categories and all that, and that massively favours acting films, of which actually Slave should be the main one, but whatever. I don't think it changes a thing.